Exactly. All right, guys, we have two more speakers tonight. Thank you so much for sticking around. I know things went a little later than usual, but I'm having a really great time. I hope you all are too. Yeah, one person is. I'll take it. All right, that's like five. That's like, okay. All right, now I'm satisfied. You filled me with glee. This next gentleman, also a part of Loading Ready Run. Also, we played Magic the Gathering together last year, which was a great honor for me. And, man, he kicked my ass. But, you know, it happens. I'm actually not that good. I just really like the game. Anyway, this is Graham Stark.
All right, it's 2015, and I'm reasonably confident standing on a stage. And that's nice. But it was not always thus. Even though I've spent the last 12 years or so doing video stuff on the internets, I've dabbled in theater before. I played Harrison Howell in a production of Kiss Me, Kate. I was the Prime Minister in a pantomime of Cinderella. And in high school, I was in a student issues acting group called SPEAK, which stood for Student Performers Entertaining and Acting for Kids. We literally did the thing where we're all in black t-shirts and jeans, and we do the bit on why it's not okay to use gay as a pejorative by circling the guy playing the gay character, yelling obscenities at him, and he just gets smaller in the middle of the stage. But before all of that, my first role on stage was in grade 3, because every year, my grade 3 teacher, with her class, did a play about the rainforest, about the Amazon rainforest, because it's getting ripped apart and torn down, and it's awful, and we need to raise awareness of that. She did this every single year, and no one noticed, because the grades did not talk to each other. So it wasn't until grade 7 where we saw some other people dressed like rainforest animals, and we're like, does she do that every year? She does. Oh, okay. And I was really into this, because I love to entertain. I always have, and I wanted to, and I was like, yeah, we're in a play. This is going to be great. Awesome. So, you know, we all auditioned, and the teacher assigned us parts. And I was apparently not good enough to be the boa constrictor, or the tapir, or even the peccary pig. No, I was relegated to the rainforest play chorus line, the ants. Me and 8 other poor bastards who didn't want to be there, they didn't want to be there. I was gung-ho for doing something, but we all got the ants. And I was like, oh. And everyone else, they came on stage, and they acted like their animal. The snake was all very sort of lithe, and the pig, like, snuffled about. It was like, I am the pig, the peccary pig, and with my nose, I dig and I dig. And then they got to snuffle around on stage for a while. The ants, we walked out, we said 7 lines, and we left again. And I thought, no, no, this will not do. I want to make something of my part. So I said, well, hey, this is the rainforest. We can be army ants. Right? And then, because I've seen that one Monty Python sketch where there's a general guy, I can be like General Ant. I can create a whole new role for myself. So, after badgering the teacher repeatedly, she finally capitulated and said, fine, Graham, fine, you can be army ants, whatever. Just like, make sure you say the lines that are actually supposed to be there. So my costume, by the way, anyone who had to be an ant, this now involuntarily volunteered their parents to make a costume where you had the one arm and then the second dangly arm so that it looked like we had 6 limbs. So my costume is now all black, pantyhose out the side attached by elastics to my upper arms, a cap with a red band, and a stick. I don't know why. I saw it in a Python sketch. The general guy had a stick under his arm, like a riding crop. Why? I don't know. I'd never seen the military before. And so we start the scene, we stand off stage, and I'm like, company, march! And we march onto stage, and it's all very like, yeah, we're the military, we're on stage, we're the army ants. And then we get there. We are the ants. We are the ants. We are the workers, no time for dance, or for song, or for fun. There's work to be done. We eat up the leaves. We eat up the fruit. We eat and return good soil to its root. The forest floor. The forest floor. About face! Back and off the stage again. That was both my first time on stage and the most I have ever done to help the Amazon rainforest.
Thank you, Graham. Guys, did you all know that Graham was the inspiration for Woody Allen's character in Ants? Y'all, wouldn't that be awesome if that was true? I wish.